Thunder Media.
Welcome to Inside Motorsport. Tony Whitlock. I'm here with Oscar Target. It's the day of Grove Racing's 2024 launch. And I'm taking the opportunity to talk to Oscar, recently turned 18, who's back in 2024 to defend his position and go for a title in Sprint Cup Challenge.
Yes.
Excited about that?
Very excited about, you know, coming back to Sprint Challenge again last year, finished third in the championship, missed the first round due to some unfortunate circumstances, but after that had an amazing run. Ended up scoring the most points of anyone between round two and six, which is the ones I competed in. A couple pole positions, a couple race wins. Unfortunately, got my round win taken off me in slightly controversial circumstances. But you know, we gotta go again and start strong at Phillip Island. And I really think that this year, where we've got a really, really strong shot at the title with Earl Bamber Motorsport and obviously the team here at Grove.
Yep. Okay. Now, the great thing is that Phillip Island is a wonderful driver's track. You know it far better than me because I haven't driven it.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, I didn't get to race at Phillip Island in the Porsche last year, but I did get to race there in the 86 Scholarship Series and had quite a good time there in the rain. Ended up second on what was quite a greasy track and, again, in some quite interesting circumstances. But I was quite lucky to test the Porsche there before the season last year, and I had a lot of fun there. Was quite fast in testing, and I think it'll be quite well suited to that style of car.
Now, this is a 991?
Yes, 991 Gen 2, so older chassis, fairly different aero package. From what I understand, the engine is identical with a little bit different stuff in the ECU to make a little bit more power in the 992, but lap time wise around QR is probably, you know, 7 to 8 tenths towards a second different to a Carrera Cup car at this point, and it's probably very comparable to a supercar.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, the men you raced against last year, which included Conan Murphy,
mm-hmm.
And who else was there, man?
Marco Giltrap won the championship.
Yep.
Aaron Shield second. Myself was third. Zach Stitchbury was my other teammate.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Lockie Bloxham was in there. There's some people returning this year who also raced last year. I think Caleb Summage is coming back. There's a bunch of new people from New Zealand this year. I've got a new teammate in... Who is my new teammate? I can see his face, but I can't remember his name.
Well, that's all right.
I haven't actually met him yet. But, Brock Gilchrist, another team, right. Porsche New Zealand driver.
Yep.
There's a couple of New Zealanders joining some other teams, so I think it's going to be a big year again this year.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, being part of the Grove Racing, you get some benefits that you wouldn't normally get.
Yes.
And including, you were saying possibly before, maybe your first shakedown in a Gen 3 Mustang.
It's been mentioned. I really hope it happens. It's something I'd...
Bait.
Yes.
Bait, yes.
I think that's possibly what it is. It might be Stephen just dangling a little bit of encouragement in front of me, but I really hope it's something that happens this year. But, you know, it's this year my full focus is making sure I win that Michelin Sprint Challenge Championship, and I think anything on top of that would be a bonus if that's a test in a supercar or a Carrera Cup round or a step into Super 2 or something like that. I don't know if that sort of stuff will happen, but if it does, I'm just taking that as a bonus.
Okay. Now, you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have an older sister. Mm-hmm. She's starting her teaching degree this year.
Wow.
So that'll be interesting to see how she goes with that. And no other brothers, which is probably actually a good thing. I tend to, I get along with most people quite well, but I think a brother would come with some very strong rivalries in many ways, but, yeah.
Well, the Kellys certainly pushed each other along, didn't they?
Yes. I saw many... it was... From what I know, it was quite a strong rivalry. They were kind of Finnish supercars before I was old enough to understand it, but from what I've heard, they were best of friends, but also arch rivals at the same time.
They played in their own little shed down there with all their toys.
Yeah.
So... You went straight from go-karts to 86s and then to Sprint Cup last year.
Yes.
And that was your debut in Sprint Cup.
Yep.
Have you done any other sort of racing outside 86s and Porsche?
I did a little bit of Honda XL racing in 2020.
Right. That great training ground.
Yes, so I did, I think, two races in that. When it was a support category at Townsville, I was lucky enough to do that, but I was only just old enough to even drive it. So at the time, it was a good thing to do, but I think it was a good start. But anything properly, you know, a proper onslaught into car racing really started at the start of last year with both the Sprint Challenge and the 86 series.
All right. Well, I certainly look forward to seeing you at Phillip Island.
Yep.
Where I think I actually, no, it wasn't Phillip Island, when I was with Craig Revell, who actually knew your father.
Yes.
And had raced against him.
Sydney Motorsport Park last year.
It was indeed. Yeah, yeah. So, I look forward to seeing your parents again and having a chat to you there. So all the very best for the year.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Indeed. That was Oscar Target on Inside Motorsport. It's Sandown. It's a Sunday. And I'm with a young man by the name of Isaac McNeil. Isaac, who had his first race yesterday, born in 2006. Yes. 2009, I'm sorry. And he's 14 years old, so one of the youngest competitors I've ever interviewed. Congratulations on making it to Sandown in your Formula 4.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful category, a whole mixture of drivers and cars and things like that. You must be enjoying it.
Yeah, I am. It's a lot to learn. It's lots of fun out here at Sandown for Australia Formula Open. And racing's really good. It's not too, like, it's great to learn in. I've had a great time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a big open track, obviously very different to any go-kart track you've raced on.
It's lots different to karting tracks. So you got a lot more time on the straights and for the corners to think about stuff.
Of course, get a book out to read on the way you're driving down the straight. Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The other thing Sandown's known for, of course, is the bumps of Sandown.
Yeah, when I first went out of the pit lane, it's really bumpy, so you have to be careful on new tyres, you don't spin out.
Yeah,
on the straight, it's quite bumpy as well, so you got to drive around the bumps, sort of, on the straight.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, are you committed to the season in racing in this car?
Yeah, it looks like we are. It's great first rounds. So it looks like we're going to do the next few rounds, and hopefully there's some more Formula 4s we can race against.
Okay, now you're with Josh Hunt and Volante Rosso. Yeah. So he's a Brisbane base as well, or Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Josh has been involved in karting. Would you have already met him and known him?
We met him a bit in karting.
Yep.
But we sort of met him at the end of last year and spoke about what we were doing about cars, and he's been really great, really helpful, and really professional.
Okay.
His team.
Does he transport the car?
No. My dad drives the trailer around, the car around, and sometimes we get someone else to drive the car and trailer around.
Okay.
So,
have you had a test day at Queensland Raceway, for instance?
Yes. I went to Queensland Raceway once, just for one day, just to get used to the car before this round.
Yep.
It went pretty well. We think we were on pace by the end of the day.
Yep.
And I got used to the car lots, and it was really good.
Because, I mean, it's so different because the sheer size of it compared to a go-kart, where you can see your toes.
And
it's just enormously different.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot bigger. It's completely different to drive. You've got to different driving style, and you've got to think about a lot more stuff when you're on track. In a go-kart, I've driven it so much, I don't even really need to think about driving. It just happens. Yeah.
Do it by rote, what it's called.
Yeah.
Automatically happens. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Go-kart wheel in your hand, I'm ready. Here we go. Right. Okay. Maybe you could just talk, you did tell me yesterday, but talk me through about what you want to do in motorsport.
Yeah. Well, obviously Formula One's the dream of every kid. But if that doesn't work out, probably let the GT3 racing overseas and around the world.
Okay.
That, but yeah.
Okay, one of the keys to the whole thing, of course, is having parents who are committed to try and help you get there.
Yeah, my parents are very committed.
Right.
They really support me in what I do, and they really help me.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And you're still at school, obviously.
Yeah, still at school.
How much longer do you think you're going to be there for?
Oh.
3 years?
Yeah, probably 3 years until grade 11.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Given that you're committed to doing Formula 4 or the Australian Formula Open?
Formula, you can't compete in the proper Formula 4 series until you're 15, so...
Okay, so you've got a bit of time in this one.
Yeah, got a bit of time in this one. Learn a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. And so obviously there's different tracks. Where is the next track for you?
Winton.
Okay. And well, that's a lot different to Sandown.
Yeah, it looks like a bit of a tighter, twisty track.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks pretty good. Yeah.
Action track or something. Yeah. That's cool. Like that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Isaac, I wish you all the very best.
Yeah, thanks, Tony.
And anything we can do at Inside Motorsport to help you, we'd be more than happy to assist you in the way.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tony.
Keep doing what you are and have another successful day today.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.